From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Ray Price.
Wasted words about an old love affair. You don't love me, you don't care. I tried so hard to an old friend tries to tell me that I shouldn't feel so blue, but that old friend, he just don't know the love I have for you. Just when I think I'm doing fine, someone speaks your name, and I have to talk about you, though I know it's all in vain. Wasted words about an old love affair. You don't love me, you don't care. Wasted.
Thank you, friends, and a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Here's tonight's lineup of Opry stars. Rod Brasfield, Cousin Minnie Pearl, Chet Atkins, Miss Del Wood, the Grand Ole Opry dancers, and all the Opry gang.
Yes, sir. Grant and we have some very special guests tonight. They come visiting all the way from Wheeling, West Virginia, and we're mighty happy to have them. Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper and the Clinch Mountain Clan. Now, we have some talking to do right now. Or should I say, we have some listening to do. You folks get set for some of the tallest doggone stories you ever heard, because here comes the Hornwall Flash, Rod Brasfield!
Hi, Ray!
Hello, Rod.
Good to see you, buddy. You know, I had a terrible time getting up here tonight. I'm telling you the truth.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's been raining so much down there in Hornwall that we have to jack up the old cows to milk them.
No kidding.
Yeah. Our old cow, Frosty, that's one of the best old cows we've got.
Yeah.
When she walks out across that muddy lot, she leaves 8 tracks.
8 tracks?
Yeah, 4 hoofs and 4 udders, you know.
Say, Rodney, is old Frosty, is that a real good cow?
Oh, she's the best I ever seen. Oh, I'm telling you, I know her brother well.
No, Rod, you don't know what I mean. Does she give a lot of milk?
Well, if she had any, I'm sure she'd give it to you because she's a good-natured old booger, you know.
So no. Yeah.
In fact, she gives 4 gallons of ice cream, 3 Eskimo pies, and a popsicle every day.
On the level, Rod?
On a hill or anywhere. She don't care, Rod.
Say, Rod, you know, I hadn't seen you around town here lately, old buddy. What's been the matter?
I got me a new job, Ray. I've been working.
Is that right?
I got me a job in a big department store.
A department store?
Yeah, it's a big department store, and they put me in the grocery department.
The groceries?
Yeah, and I like that, because I love Viennese sausage and cheese and things like
that. Yeah, I bet you do.
I was standing there, and this lady come in, and she says to me, says, young man, what have you got in the shape of bananas? I says, cucumbers, shorty, cucumbers.
What she had to say about that?
Yeah, she looked down there and seen a box full of prunes is sitting there in the floor.
Prunes.
Yeah, and she said, what are those? I said, lady, them are prunes. That's prunes.
Yeah.
She said, what's prunes? I said, that's plums with inflammatory rheumatism. Well, I didn't last long in that department, so the next day they put me over in another department. I was put in the ladies' lingerie department.
Ladies' lingerie.
Yeah. Had a nice soft job, you know what I mean? And there was a great big fat woman coming out, and she says to me, this will kill you, boy. Be good there, she says to me. Says, young man, I'd like to buy a pair of bloomers to wear around my gymnasium.
Now, let me see. She wanted a pair of bloomers to wear around the gymnasium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I says, well, lady, what size is your gymnasium? Well, she had made her so mad, she started out there, and then she happened to think of something else, see?
Yeah, what was
she
that?
Turned around to me and said, oh, by the way, I've almost forgot. I'd like to see your summer underwear.
What happened?
Well, that's when I nearly quit. That was just about all she wrote, John. I just started to quit right there, and I said, lady, I'm sorry as I can be, but by Ned, I can't show them to you.
Well, what'd she say?
She says, why not? I says, well, this is still February, and I've still got my long handles on.
Thank you, Rod. Boy, I'm telling you, that fella sure is something. Right now, let's roll out the big red welcome carpet for our guest. Here are Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. Oh. Hey. You know, it's a real great pleasure to have you folks back with us on the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Ray. It's been too long between visits.
Yes, sir, and we're real glad you brought along your pretty daughter, Carol Lee.
And she's been singing right along with us these days, Ray.
Well, you know, speaking of singing, maybe we better let you folks do some, and we'll visit a little later.
Okay, Ray, we'd like very much to do one of our new Hickory Record songs.
Uh-huh, and that song is the one that's really going up the ladder fast.
That's right, and here it is, called Lovin' You.
Loving you, though you're gone, I know not where in my heart I'll always care. Loving you, if you ever need a friend, I'll be there.
Once you were my very own, we had a family and a home, but we took faith and came and planted in your heart. Forsaken ones you've loved all over the planet, many fun, but I'll keep loving you although we are apart.
Loving you, though you're gone, I'm not where in my heart will always care. Loving you, if you ever need a friend, I'll be there.
Charm the hearts, but then tell your friends just for fun these things you do. But the tide of life will turn, you will have to live and learn. And if you want to come back home, I'll be loving you.
Loving you, though you're gone, I'm not where in my heart will always care. Loving you, if you ever need a friend, I'll be
Thank you. That's real nice. Hey, Rod Brassfield.
Huh?
You're just the old-timer to tell me the right kind of pipe to buy.
Pipe? Let me tell you something, boy. The right kind of a pipe is the one that's packed neat and firm with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Right.
Of course I'm right. Light up that pipe and Cecil, you've got comfort. Yes, sir. You've got smooth smoking and cool smoking. You got the best doggone natural tobacco taste you ever smacked over. And why? You know why?
Why?
Because I knew you'd ask that. I just know you'd say that. P.A. keeps all that rich, natural flavor that nature puts in tobacco. Then P.A. kind of draws it out, perks it up, makes it better, you know. Mm-hmm. P.A. always tastes so fresh and so smooth. And P.A.'s crimp cut lets you pack a real tidy, smooth-burning pipe full every time.
You bet. And you making men can get the same mild, fresh, natural tobacco taste, too. Every time you roll a making cigarette with good P.A.
And by Ned, pipe or making cigarettes, it's Prince Albert for you.
Well, so the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers are circling up to do some dancing for us. So let's join right in on the Soul of Joy. Our sacred song tonight is one we sure hope you'll like. It carries a message of humility with a simple title, In the Garden.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And he walks with me, and he talks with me. And he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever.
Thank you so much. Right now it's high time we heard some country plunking on the old upright piano. So let's say hello to the queen of the piano pickers, Ms. Dale Wood.
Thank you.
Mighty fine, Dell. Thank you. Well, sir, Valentine Day has come and gone, but here's a man-chasing gal friend of ours who figures that every day is Valentine's Day. She's the gossip of Grinder Switch and our gal, Saturday Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Well, sir, the biggest news at Grinder Switch this past week was really not much news to us at all, because the awesome Tugwells up there at Grinder Switch, they had their annual and yearly spring young'un. They have one every spring. This makes 13 now. In fact, Miss Tugwell has done run out of names to call Orson. And Miss Tugwell said, first she's concerned, she's willing to call this one quits. But we've been having an awful hard time with Uncle Nabob. He's been real poorly. He went down to see old Doc Payne, and he told him, he said, now take this medicine 3 times a day with a little wine. Right now, Uncle Nabob is 6 days behind on medicine and 6 weeks ahead on wine. But we had the court proceedings this week at Grinder Switch, and poor old Link Shank, he was brung up for speeding. And old Link told Squire Simpkins, he says, it ain't my fault I got caught for speeding. Everything I just do fast. I can't help it. I just do everything fast. And Squire said, well, let's see how fast you can do 30 days. But talking about Link's got an old car. It's an old beat down, busted up car. And it's just busted down. You could just see it saw its best days. And speaking of old busted down things that have saw their best days.
Hi, dear Minnie.
Oh, Roger.
Hi.
Well, that's what you are, all
I
right.
Know it.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah.
Rodney, what did you think of the court proceedings? I seen you come over there one day.
Well, Minnie, it sure was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it made me think of the time when Aunt Sapp had that there fella brung in the court, that there fella that operated on Uncle Si.
Yeah.
Took out his appendix.
What did she have him up there in court for? For opening her mail?
Opening her mail.
It just kills me to get a good
no,
myself.
No, that ain't what she had him up there for.
Well, what for?
Well, when they showed him up again, they left a sponge inside of him.
Oh, and she claimed it was causing Uncle Si pain.
Pain?
Yes.
No, just made him thirsty.
Oh, sure.
Minnie, didn't you feel sorry for that there pretty woman that was sitting there that was suing that fella for breach of promise?
No, I didn't, Rodley.
You
I
didn't.
Did not feel sorry
oh,
for her.
Oh, I did. I felt so sorry for her. She sure was pretty, wasn't she?
Well, you are so stupid. Rodley, did
so
you know?
Stupid.
You are. Done. Listen now. That girl, when she sat down on that witness stand,
yeah.
I was never so mortified. She crossed her leg and pulled her skirt clear up to almost her knees.
She did?
Yes. I guess it's because she knew that Squire Simpkins is the cattle judge at the county fair.
Cattle judge?
Yeah.
Now, Minnie, what in the cat hair has a cattle judge got to do with that there woman sitting down on the bench and pulling her dress up to her knee almost?
Well, I reckon she knowed that Squire Simpkins would be impressed by a nice-looking calf. Why, that's the end.
Minnie Pearl, what's that private bit of gossip you said you were saving to tell me?
Well, I want to tell you this now. Come in. The gossip around Grinder Switch is that all the fellas who try it like it.
What?
Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Well, now, I'm glad to hear that.
And they tell me, don't spread this around now, but they tell me that Prince Albert and an OCB paper just makes up into the nicest making cigarette a feller ever puckered up to.
Well, you know why?
Because PA has a rich natural taste.
Yep, always fresh and fine. It smokes cool, Pearl.
And crimp cut, huh?
Yep, rolls neat, doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. Big thing is, PA gives you the best tasting, easiest rolling making smoke in all the world.
And same goes for you pipe smokers. Prince Albert smokes cool, smokes comfortable.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow, PA.
How about you folks? What do you say we welcome back Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper and all the Clinch Mountain Clan? Stoney, tell me, what I'd like all of you to do for our opera friend, a real fine thing.
What's that, Ray?
The big song that's really made the whole nation sit up and take notice, Cheated Too.
Thank you, Ray, and here she comes.
How about that? Thank you, folks, and by golly, you be sure to remember the latch strings always out for you here at the Grand Ole Opry. Now some fancy picking by RCA Victor's Chet Atkins.
Thank you, Chet. Friends, we're constantly getting grim reports of accidents on our nation's highways. The tragic part of it is that all it takes to reduce the terrible toll is common sense. Yes, if we observe the rules of the road and extend just common courtesy to other drivers, our roads would become as safe as we all want them to be. Do your part. Careless driving is kid stuff.
Thank you, Grant. You know, it's been a good while tonight since we sang one for you. We've been kind of having a lot of fun visiting with all the other opera stars and with Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. So now, with your permission, we'd like to do one for you called I've Got a New Heartache.
You're back in town again, spreading talk around that I'm still in love with you, though you let me down. I hate to admit it, but I guess the talk is true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue. Why did you turn up again? I was doing fine. I'd found another sweetheart to drive you from my mind. I thought that I'd forgotten you, but I know that it's not true, or else you couldn't make my heart ache the way you do. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart that left me for somebody new. I've got a new heartache about an old sweetheart, and that's why I'm feeling so blue.
Well, thank you. We hope all you folks had a good time at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And you be sure and be on hand next week, same time and place, when we'll come calling for you in the old buckboard. And up in the driver's seat will be Jim Reeves. Jim's bringing along a fine country singing friend of yours, Johnny Hart. And with all the Grand Ole Opry gang, you're in for a real fine time, neighbors. Tell Ennis it's Ray Price and thanks for everything. And we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, Dave, Camel Cigarettes did it again.
Did what again, Dave?
Outsold every other cigarette in the country last year.
Well, that's just par for the course. Camel's been number one ever since I can remember.
Well, that's right. But I think it's interesting today, with so many different types and brands on the market, that more people smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
These are the folks who know the difference between just smoking and Camels.
You can taste the difference. Camels are rich and full flavor, deeply satisfying all the way.
You can feel the difference, too. The Camel blend of quality tobaccos has never been equaled for smooth smoking.
Folks, why don't you join the millions of people who know there's nothing like a Camel when it comes to flavor in a smoke?
Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
This program was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.